Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I think I've done it one other time this year so far. But I'll say this, Perry Fuel, Walt Coleman are great. You know, those are the two guys that interact with the coaches directly. We don't get to interact with anybody else. I mean, I've known those guys for over 20, close to 28 years, both those guys. And they're excellent and they're honest. Sometimes it's tough on them to explain it. I understand that too.
John Harbaugh, the question was when he met with the media yesterday if the Ravens and he, Eric DaCosta, were the ones that initiated the contact with the league offices in regards to the officiating on Sunday. And we heard John Harbaugh early in the show say, in regards to likely, it's clear as mud what the rules are in regards to a catch. But the league did admit the penalty on Travis Jones, which turned into a touchdown instead of a field goal for Pittsburgh. They screwed that one up.
Yeah. And the thing,
and that one happened in Baltimore, not in New York.
Yeah. And the thing that sucked about that one was you know, Alex Moore, the referee, after the game, didn't even know the rule. That's what sucks even worse, is, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and he didn't know. So that's really bad. Now, Perry Fuel, who Harbs mentioned, who's the vice president of officiating now, Perry was a long, long time NFL DB coach, D coordinator. He was with Coughlin a lot. He was interim head coach at Carolina and somewhere else. You know, and he's probably he's probably my age, Bob. He's, you know, I think he's born like in 61.
Well, Walt Coleman is on NFL Network now. He's their Sterator.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear what he has to say about this, you know. And I don't know, you know, they're the ones that talk to coaches, but are they the decision makers? That's the thing. You know, that's the thing, because Harbs didn't get, you know, it sounded like Walt and Perry Fuel really didn't have any clear-cut answers.
I hear what you're saying. I understand your frustration. All right, let's get out to the phone. Support that 583-1057 News from the Nest. Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Andy. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
All right, Rashawn. All right.
Hey, man. Feeling much better today, man, especially down at the Eagles lost last night. So Cowboys might got a shot at this division after all.
Well, you're two games behind still, right?
Yeah, they say we got a 10% chance, though. But, you know, hey, anything can happen. You know, this crazy way this crazy season been going. You know, Eagles still got the Commanders twice, and they got the Raiders. So, hey.
No, that's three wins.
Yeah, the Commanders. Hey, come on.
Commanders.
You should say they're 10-5 now.
Yeah. Hey, no, let me just say this, Rashawn. Listen when I do the Feeble Five.
Oh, I will. I'll definitely be listening, man. But didn't the Commanders just take the Broncos to overtime, though, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and then so now Jaden Daniels is
Yeah,
out.
They got taken to the woodshed 31-0 by Minnesota.
Yeah, they need Mariota back in there, man. Daniels must not be healthy all the way.
Well, he got hurt. He's been hurt. And by the way, he hadn't been playing all that great when he was healthy. No. So let's keep it real.
Yeah. Mariota came in and threw a pick right away.
Yeah, enough about your Cowboys. What do you got on your mind?
Hey, man, but these officials, man, it's like, they need to be held accountable. You know, you can't come out the next morning and be like, yeah, we made a mistake, and, you know, like nobody gets in trouble for it. It's just like the weather, man. They can be wrong all the time, saying it's going to be 10 feet of snow, and then, oops, I'll bet ain't nothing happened. You know,
take the under. And then you take the under, it's and it's like, okay, I took the under, they lost. You going to give me my money back?
Listen, like my boy Dustin said, man, they not going to learn any lesson, man, you know, until they start getting punched in the mouth, you know, somebody running one of these officials and everything like that, man, because they just, you know, these players work hard and play hard, man, you know, and just to get a game taken away like that. So, I mean, you know, it reminds me of the Dez Bryant catch. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. They showed that. Yeah. They were showing that yesterday.
That was Exhibit A, that and the Calvin Johnson catch way back when.
Yeah, robbed the Cowboys of a Super Bowl run that year, you know. But, hey, man, it is what it is, though. So we got to handle business and beat the Bengals, though. So hopefully Higgins will be out, and it'll be a much easier game for us. But we still got a lockdown chase. And are y'all surprised that the Ravens are favorite going into Cincinnati, though?
Nah, that's not really. Strange, hey, thanks, Rashawn. Ravens have been favored, I think, in every game but one this year. I don't think they've been underdogs with Lamar Jackson the entire season. If Cincinnati would have beat Buffalo, maybe the spread would have been a little more favorable to the Bengals.
I would think so, because they would have been they would have had a real good shot at the division.
But the odds makers, they love the Ravens when it comes to setting that point spread. Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, what's up?
Hey guys, what's going on, man? Dude didn't make the kid officiate. I mean, we'll be talking. This team's been bad all season, man. Come on. Just two bad teams playing against each other. Just one team wanted it more, and the Steelers wanted it more than the Ravens. It started with the opening drive. How can you just look at that and say, yeah? You know what I mean? Come on. The man ain't throw for 200 yards all season. He comes here and almost puts up 300 yards. It's embarrassing. You know, I'm ready for the draft, man. And we got to make some personnel moves. I hold Eric DaCosta accountable. You already know how I felt about Harbaugh. He got to go. But Eric DaCosta, I blame you, sir. You're the problem. You know, you're going out here, you know, bad management with salaries, bad contracts, bad deals. You got two players coming off, will still be on the books next year, Tucker and Washington. You got to have to find a way to cut Roquan. You're not going to get any trades for him.
Marlon Humphrey's got million. A hefty deal too, doesn't he?
Yeah, 12-something million they got to pay him. But, you know, you could still trade him for like to the Eagles for like a third or a fourth. A third and then possibly a fourth, a 2027 draft. I'll take that any way I can. The main factor here is got to get Lamar's deal down to $40 million cap wise. That's the number you need. That's the magic key. 40 to 45, maybe 50, but that's where you got to go with this thing. And if you're the Ravens, Hamilton, I'm sorry, that's your best part bargaining chip. You need to trade him for two first rounds and a second round, and try to build this defense with pass rushes, because the pass rushes that are available are old, and they're just not worth it. They're not worth the money. And you're stuck with Stanley, so you got to move him down to the right side. You're going to have to go out and spend some money on a legitimate left tackle. I'm thinking the kid from Green Bay. Walker's his name, I think. And then Lindenbaum, just let him walk. He's not worth the price. Bring in, what's his name from the Bills, the center, Connor Berger, is it? Connor, whatever. It's about $9 million. Bring back our right guard that we had, Zyler. He's about $8-9 million. Let's just try to patch this thing and try to make some runs here. Yeah, have a good one.
All right, Brian. Brian's ready to blow things up.
Oh, yeah.
Trade Kyle Hamilton for 2 ones and a 2? I don't know if you could get 2 ones and a 2 for Kyle Hamilton.
I don't know if
Hamilton.
They can afford to do that either, Bob, with the cap numbers and stuff.
Well, that's so. Right, because he just got his fancy
got
extension.
Paid. Yeah.
But the Lamar contract's an interesting one, because his cap hit's going to be what next year?
Over 70?
Yeah, so that's going to be maybe the big storyline in the offseason for Eric DaCosta and the organization. Yep. How to make that more team-friendly and still satisfy his financial wants.
Yeah, I mean, to give him a big bump after this season, I don't know if you feel good about doing that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, practicing, missing practice a week and all that good stuff. Nolan, we have time for another call. Nolan says yes. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, what's going on?
Bob, Benny, good day to you, gentlemen. Switching topics for this call, Bob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Notre Dame football this year, and biased opinion, being a longtime Fighting Irish fan, lost their first two games in Miami on the road, 27-24, Texas A&M at home, 41-40, 4 points total. Miami was ranked number 10 at the time, A&M number 7. Notre Dame remained at number 11 at 0-2. From that point on, they run the table, 10 straight wins, and maintain their consistent number 11 ranking nationally. Number one as an independent, that has not changed. Personal opinion, they have the best tailback in college football, Jeremiah Love, an excellent tight end, some really good athletic wideouts. Guy named Fields comes to mind. Also, very good playmaking ball hawk team defense. As a program, no one exceeds their legacy heritage in the sport of football year after year. Their fan base are loyal travelers to any roadside arena, and they fill all opposition locales to witness first-class college football at its best. Revenue bump for all as well, opposition and home team. The postseason playoff format was initiated so that a true national champion is crowned due to lone survivor run-the-gauntlet excellence on the playing field, no longer a politicized opinion debate. So it all boils down to, do you have the best 12 teams earnestly selected? Truthfully, with this whiff exclusion, the answer is no. I'll be rooting for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. I like their team defense, especially the linebacker group. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy on this call, as always.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call. And the goal is to get the 12 best teams in the postseason. Same with college basketball. You want the top 68 or whatever it is. But, you know, conferences say otherwise. Now, basketball, we've seen Cinderella's win the NCAA tournament.
Right.
And, you know, like George Mason went to a Final Four. VCU's been to a Final Four. We've seen that. Tulane and James Madison, are they making a run at the Final Four this year?
No.
Well, you know, Texas and Notre Dame are sitting home.
And Vandy.
Vanderbilt watching these things.
Yeah, it's they're not getting the 12 best teams. That's the problem. You know, maybe they got the 10, probably the 10 best teams, but, you know, the 12, no. You know, that's why, Bob, they'll probably end up with next year probably going to be 16 or 24 teams.
Yeah, they'll just play 12 months a year. Why not? Just get it over.
Yep.
Everybody wants football every day.
Nobody
anyway.
Goes to school anyhow. I mean, we heard Buzz talk about they got 2-a-days during the day.
Gideon, 81057, the fan will come back. We got buy or sell. Let's count some money, hopefully, and talk about sports subjects of the day. We'll shift gears, talk some baseball with Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun, who's down in Orlando with the Orioles. And hopefully, you know, Mike Elias has something up his sleeve. Kyle Schwarber staying in Philly. Edwin Diaz leaving the Mets. He's going to the Dodgers. Pete Alonso is meeting with the Orioles, whatever that means. More of your phone calls. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Feeble Five, we're the 5 worst teams in the National Football League through 14 weeks. And then Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, get his thoughts on a very, is mediocrity a good or bad thing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Here.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, plus for text line. 410-583-1057. Derek Queen, he had a triple-double and a losing effort for New Orleans. So the Baltimore kid representing early in the NBA. Ravens, 2.5-point favorites at the Bengals. Ravens are off today. They'll get back at it tomorrow. Be interesting to see if Lamar practices all week.
Yeah, it will be.
Because he's missed whether it's a toe, a knee, ankle.
I don't think he re-injured anything. He looked all right running around.
His feelings were hurt.
Yep.
After the game, but we'll see how that all unfolds. Maryland basketball hosting Michigan on Saturday, national TV. I don't know if that's going to go all that great, but we'll get to that one when we get to it. Army Navy coming up Saturday, M&T Bank Stadium. Navy making the bowl cycle. They will play Cincinnati in the Liberty Bowl. But before we get to the sports subjects, which are plentiful, Nolan and Vinny, let's count that dough by yourself.
All righty. Well, the Dow is up 42. The S&P's up 11. NASDAQ's up 41. DraftKings down 62 cents. Under Armour's down 3 cents to 416.
Just get it over with. Start here in the NFL. No, the Colts are scrambling. They need a quarterback replacement right now, but you can't help but feel pretty bad for Daniel Jones. He was actually enjoying a career year. The wins were coming along with it. And even if Indy had been slipping in recent weeks, he was still set to lead them through some meaningful games the rest of the way, something that has not been a reality for him previously in his career. You want to add even more insult to injury. The deal he signed with Indy, just 1 year, and it looked like maybe he was going to join the Sam Darnolds and the Geno Smiths of the world and earn a nice little payday with his turnaround efforts. Now the injury clouds everything. He'll still be recovering when free agency begins in March, but buy or sell, Vinny, Jones will still have starting quarterback interest based on what he did in the early stages of this year.
I'll buy that just because it's not a great year in the draft. And, you know, I mean, if people are looking at Phillip Rivers at 44 years old, yeah, he'll have some opportunities. I don't know if he'll get a job, but he'll have opportunities.
Over to the NBA, what a strange situation between the Clippers and Chris Paul. This came out last week, the news breaking that he was abruptly sent home in the middle of the night when the team was on their road trip in Atlanta. This came about a month after he revealed that he intends to retire at the end of the season, making 2025 and 26 a send-off for arguably the greatest Clippers player ever. Well, it gets even weirder from here. They actually can't drop him from the roster. League rules about dropping below 14 players on the roster. They don't have much space to sign a replacement, and they can't trade him because he was just signed this offseason. So got to wait a little bit longer, I believe December 15th. They could finally get out of it, but for now, he's still technically a part of their roster. Buy or sell, Bob, when he is finally free, there will be a suitor to add him for a proper retirement tour.
I'll buy it. I mean, he's averaging 2 points a game. I mean, right now, he's just kind of living off of past laurels. I mean, this is a guy that was at Wake Forest when Maryland won the ACC tournament back in 2004. As a matter of fact, Maryland beat Wake Forest in the first round of said tournament. But he's a brilliant player. He's a first-round Hall of Famer. Apparently, Ty Lue didn't really like him, based on what I've been reading on the interweb, because you can believe everything you read there, that Chris Paul might be kind of a overstepping his bounds in regards to his so-called leadership role. Look, the Clippers have been an absolute disaster this season. They were expected to be maybe a team that could compete a little bit in the West, but I'll soft buy that somebody will bring him in for, you know, some sort of whatever the hell it is they need him to do thing there.
Let's see. We go back to the NFL. Matthew Stafford and Drake May, they remain your top two MVP favorites through this point of the season. But elsewhere, one quarterback saw a massive change in odds this week. Talking about Jordan Love. Went from plus 1,900 to just plus 1,000. Still a sizable gap, obviously, before he gets close to those other two quarterbacks. But Green Bay, they're in contention for the top seed in the NFC after they beat the Bears. And Love's playing his best football of the season these past few weeks. Buy or sell, Vinny. Love will continue to trim those odds even further, have his name right next to May and Stafford by the end of the season.
I'm going to sell it. And one of the reasons, they got Denver this week, you know, so we're going to find out a lot about Jordan Love on Sunday.
And how about a little college here? We were talking about Notre Dame. They were so insulted that they didn't get a spot in the CFP that they removed themselves from consideration for any bowl game this winter. Now, different situation here, but it's not the first time a team has opted out of a bowl game before. Just this year, not only Notre Dame, but Kansas State, Iowa State, they're also doing so because of their coaching departures. College football writer Tom Fornelli now predicting that this could be the beginning of the end for bowl season as we know it. Player participation has shrunk over the past 5 to 10 years. Guys that have a chance to go to the draft, they don't want to play in the bowl game. Started with star players, now even guys that are going in the 6th, 7th round, they don't want to play in the bowl game either. We see the door is open for teams to back out altogether. So Fornelli says that while bowl games may still generate money right now, fan interest could continue to dwindle because the players and teams are backing out, and the networks, maybe they're not interested down the road in having all these games if people aren't watching. Bob, are you buying or selling that there will be significantly less bowl games played 10 years from now?
10 years from now? Oh, boy. I'll sell it because they still generate money. We were talking about it yesterday. Fan interest in bowl games? Half of them are half empty. Even Notre Dame, as Ed from Arbutus has pointed out, okay, their fans travel well, but insert the opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going back to the olden days, Nolan, when the polls dictated the national championship. One of the great bowl games I ever watched as a kid was Notre Dame and Houston in the Cotton Bowl, freezing cold, Joe Montana, the chicken soup game.
Yeah.
That game had zero bearing on the national championship because it was all about, it was Alabama, Penn State, I think USC was in there. As a matter of fact, Alabama, USC actually shared the national championship. But the Cotton Bowl was packed.
Yeah.
Because there weren't 40 bowl games. Maryland had teams that went 7-4 with Jerry Claiborne, didn't even get invited to bowl games. I just think it's oversaturated. And I guess, was it Joe? What's Nick Bosa tapped out at Ohio State a few years ago?
Yeah.
He was like the first guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Notre Dame linebacker played for Dallas. Jalen Smith, he got hurt.
Yep.
Jake Butt got hurt, the tight end for Michigan. So I get all that. But I still think as long as ESPN, the giant monolith that it is, controls things financially, we'll still see a ton of bowl games, even if people are watching them or not.
Well, the thing that'll happen too, Nolan, is I'm guessing probably what ESPN would prefer is you have 24 or 32 teams in the playoff, and then everybody plays, and then those games matter, and then those are a lot of those bowl games, I think. Because there's 9 teams right now that are not going, that have backed out of going to a bowl.
And before we break and get Jacob Calvin Meyer in, a couple giveaways here on Vinny and Haney today. It's actually part of giveaways for the entire station this week.
Nice.
Guns N' Roses, going to be at Hershey Park Stadium on August 1st. We want to send you there. Giving away 2 pairs of tickets today. We'll start with the first right now. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. Again, your first chance today to win tickets to see Guns N' Roses. We'll give away another pair later today. Also, one more pair on Friday.
When we come back, as Nolan said, Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, talk winter meetings. Orioles are down there like everybody else trying to make some deals and improve their rosters. Gunnar Henderson's going to play for the U.S. team in the World Baseball Classics. We'll talk to JCM about that. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Then top of the hour, John Harbaugh met with the media. We're going to Harbzy you up. NFL lunch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Stop. What are the Orioles doing? Let's find out from the Baltimore Sun. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Jacob Calvin Meyer. Jacob, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Gunnar Henderson, he's going to play for the U.S. team in the World Baseball Classic, and that's great. USA, USA, let's represent. But his agent, Scott Boras, met with the media, does his yearly scrum. What did old Boras have to say about the Orioles and Mike Elias and extending players like Gunnar and Westberg and some of the other clients he has on the team right now?
Yeah, as you said, Scott Boras did his typical holding court today, and quite funny that two big free agents who are represented by other agencies leaked out their contracts right during the Boras scrum. So that certainly is not. Yeah, these people can be petty sometimes. But hey, that's the way it goes. So it's funny. A few years ago, right, like Boras would have never been asked any questions about the Orioles because the Orioles at that point were having payrolls of $40 million and $60 million. But now the Orioles seem like legitimate players in free agency for multiple of Boras' clients. And Boras represents three key players in the Orioles who some fans, many fans, want to see signed to extensions: Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, and Jordan Westberg. And so he said the same things he's said the past couple of years, which is that, you know, the extension stuff, right? Boras almost never signs players to pre-arbitration extensions. So he said that's something that, if you're in arbitration, that's more of a spring training type of discussion. He's said in the past that Mike Elias calls him frequently about extensions for those players. And then when it comes to the free agents, you know, he talked about that being in, you know, regular communication with Elias on those players. And he again referenced the fact that the Orioles have been more aggressive under new owner David Rubenstein. All of that is great, but I think many Orioles fans are still waiting for a legitimate splash, a big move to actually be made in the offseason and big money actually spent, rather than what has been over the past few years, mostly sort of minor one-year moves.
Now, we've heard Alonso's going to meet with the Orioles. Framber Valdez has a connection. Well, I guess Elias was in Houston way back when. Ranger Suarez, I guess, linked Jacob to the Orioles. So of the free agent scuttlebutt, which one would be the most likely scenario? Who would be willing to take the Orioles' money if they were going to do fair market value spending here?
Yeah, so I had somebody reach out to me yesterday and ask if I feel like Elias, when he spoke with us yesterday, if the tone if Mike's tone has sort of changed than it was compared to what it was a couple of years ago, when Mike would really never answer any questions about how aggressive he will or will not be. And I would say that this offseason is sort of another step in that direction, with Elias saying yesterday that he believes the Orioles have the payroll space to make two splashes in free agency this offseason, right? That is something that he would have never said a couple years ago. One, because it would have been a lie under the Angelos family, and two, just because that's not how he was operating. And so I do think it's real that the Orioles are legitimately talking to people and are willing to spend money on, important to note, on their terms, which often isn't how free agency goes. And when it comes to, you mentioned Pete Alonso, right? I think a lot of people look at the Orioles lineup and say that it needs another veteran stabilizing power right-handed bat, and Pete Alonso fits that. But similar to Kyle Schwarber, and again, this is just my intuition here, the agent's job is to do what the player wants. And if the player wants to stay somewhere, the agent's job is to get that player the most money at that place. And so Kyle Schwarber almost certainly wanted to stay in Philadelphia. And so they got a bunch of offers from a lot of teams to raise the price for him to stay in Philadelphia. And my guess is Yolanda, which is the same thing. And so my guess is there's several free agent starting pitchers that make a lot of sense in Baltimore. In fact, almost every single one at the top of the market, I think, makes a lot of sense with the Orioles. And so whether it's Framber Valdez, who's probably going to make the most money of that group, the rest of them, Ranger Suarez, Michael King, those are guys that you can get for, you know, 3 or 4 year contracts at about $25 million a year. It's still a hefty price, but you're not completely going all in. So those are two names for me that make sense.
Jacob Cavemeyer, Baltimore Sun, talking winter meetings. He's down in Florida with the rest of baseball as deals are getting done. Now, possible trades. Saw Mitch Keller's name, Pittsburgh. They could be looking to move him, who's got controllable years, which is always fun. Mackenzie Gore, I guess he's on the move, maybe, from the Nats here. How active or aggressive could you see Elias with his magic beans trying to get one of these guys via trade here?
Yeah, right. We have proof of concept here, right? A couple years ago, Mike Elias swung a trade for Corbin Burns, and there's also another Brewers pitcher that's in a similar situation. Freddy Peralta has 1 year left, and the Brewers are seemingly interested in trading him. That's something that seems to make a lot of sense in my mind, just in the fact that the Orioles and the Brewers have two front offices that view players very similarly, and it might be easier to line up on a trade for for 1 year of a starting pitcher. Obviously, if you do that, you would also need to get somebody on a longer-term deal in free agency. But I think most people look at this rotation, especially after trading away Grayson Rodriguez, and say, hey, you need two starting pitchers. And if you're going to get two starting pitchers, you might as well get good ones, right? Man. And if you sign a Michael King or a Ranger Suarez at $25 million a year, and then you trade for, even if it's a Freddy Peralta who's got 1 year left, Mackenzie Gore has 2 years left, that is well within their price range. In fact, if they do those two moves, and then they do a couple ancillary things, the payroll is going to be about what it was last year, which was in the 160 to 170 million range. So they have payroll space. They're about $50 million below what they were at last season. And so whether it is through free agency or trade, I think most people expect the Orioles to make a couple of significant additions on top of some supplementary moves.
Jacob, if they were to trade, who are the trade chips that you think the other teams would want?
Yeah. So if it's a team that is kind of down in the dumps now and they're rebuilding, a couple of prospects that make a lot of sense. Again, this is conjecture on my part. A player like Esteban Mejia or a prospect like Nate George, two guys that really popped last season and became top 100 prospects. Those are really interesting names, higher variance players for the team that would be receiving them. That would be like a Pirates, right? If the Pirates, you know, aren't really looking to compete because they never look to compete, I guess that's sort of changed this offseason, people say, but I'll never believe it. And then if it's the Brewers, on the other hand, you look at a situation where, okay, they're going to want players similar to with the Corbin Burns deal where they got Jerry Ortiz and D.L. Hall. They're going to want players closer to the major league or even established in the major league. So, like, people obviously talk about Ryan Mountcastle potentially being traded if a team needs a first baseman. Dylan Beavers is somebody that obviously played really well in his last season, but his role on the team, if everybody stays healthy, looks to be one as more of a platoon player right now after they traded for Taylor Ward. So the Orioles have plenty of options within their system to trade from to acquire a starting pitcher.
He is Jacob Cavemeyer. He's in Florida with the beautiful people at the baseball winter meetings. Jacob, appreciate the time as always. If we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon. Don't come back empty-handed. How's that sound?
Not my job. Thanks, guys.
Right. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, live from Florida. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got Harbsy full effect at NFL lunchtime. Feeble five. We're the five worst teams in the NFL through 14 weeks. And then Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, talking about the league, the way it's put together now. And is there really a team that's the best in football? Who's saying that the coaches
and Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians. Super Bowl winning coach, Dolan McGraw, says that all four coaches as of December the 9th are on the hot seat right now. Would you agree with that assessment?
The AFC North coaches you're talking about.
AFC North coaches.
What he said is the winner stays, the other three could go.
I mean, well, Stefanski's been on the hot seat for like 5-6 years right now, and I think he's won two Coach of the Year awards in that same span. So I don't know. I think if Cleveland wants to go full reset, right, and they start over with Shedeur Sanders, even though I don't know if their cap situation really allows for them to go full reset, but we'll see. I could see that. Bengals, definitely, even though you could question how serious they were about revamping that defense. And the Ravens Steelers, I think it speaks for itself, definitely. In the Ravens' case, if they completely miss the playoffs, now's your time. The more I think about it, as secure as John Harbaugh has been in his job, and we know that Bisciotti's loyal to him, has been forever, it feels like they need like an excuse, like a real good excuse to move on from John Harbaugh, even if they maybe wanted to because of some of the playoff shortcomings in recent years. They never felt like they could pull that trigger because, well, they still win the division, they're still in the playoffs, they're right there. How does that look optics-wise? That's not really a Ravens move. Well, if you're looking for an excuse, missing the playoffs, that would be your excuse. And don't miss it, is what I would say, is that, you know, everyone, I think, at this point is at least willing to agree that maybe a tone change, a culture reset could be what this team needs. You're not resetting in terms of personnel, like Lamar's still going to be the franchise quarterback. You're still going to build around him. But is it time to mix up the ingredients a little bit, pair someone else with Lamar Jackson? Because they've had 7-8 years now to try to get that duo over the top. And it just hasn't happened.
You know what Adam Schefter said was that he thinks with Harbaugh and Tomlin, that would be a mutual decision where Harbs would sit down with ownership and say, you know, it may be best if we move on. Saying the same thing about Tomlin, you know. And I don't know. I mean, if they were to lose 3 out of 4, and I told Bob, like, if they were to get blown out in a couple of these games or something, especially a home game, then Harbs may say, hey, you know, maybe they do need a new voice and let's go our separate ways.
I don't see John voluntarily walking away, even mutual. So now when we say mutual parting the ways, if that's the language that's used in the end, I could see that as a sign of respect to John, because I do kind of agree with that, hey, this guy's been here forever. There was no scandal. There was nothing embarrassing. He didn't embarrass the organization like that. We're moving on. We're firing him, but publicly we're going to use the language or parting ways to try to soften the blow. But if you're going to leave it up to John, he's not going anywhere.
And they don't even have the option, if you will. We were talking about it yesterday with Andy Reid. His contract expired. They didn't renew his contract. Same thing with Buck Showalter in the Orioles after 2018. Harbaugh just got a contract extension, didn't he?
Hey, I think he got two years added on.
And by the way, when Andy Reid left Philly, he was 55. Harbs is 63. I mean, Reed jumped right back on the old horse, and history has said he's going to the Hall of Fame first ballot. I don't know. John Harbaugh at 63, 64 years old, or team's going to be banging down, assuming he leaves, banging down his door to bring him in to turn things around.
If it went that way, you know, say they lost to Cincinnati, lost to New England, you know, then Harbs' agent, and I don't have a clue who that is, you know, he's doing his work, you know, talking to the Giants, talking to some of these teams, you know, about, hey, if my client was available, would you be interested type thing?
There would definitely be interest, right? That holds true.
Oh, no question.
To the point where, like Vinny said, I mean, he has, I would think he would have his pick. And if he didn't like what he was looking at, say, for 2026, it's starting to seem like this was the route that Vrabel went. You know, he had a couple interviews last year, but he didn't get the job. He sits out a year, still an interest, a point of interest for this year, and then he lands the New England job. Maybe he said, well, none of the jobs that I interviewed for last year, I like as much as I like this New England job that I like right now.
Yeah.
So I think Harbaugh, and what does he have to rush into? He's a Super Bowl winning coach. He's accomplished everything there is to accomplish.
He's probably got like $32 million waiting
so,
for him after.
Yeah, why? Yeah. And he could do media for a year. I could see that. You know, he doesn't have to be completely absent from the game. But as far as interest, it would definitely be there. And anyone who says otherwise is kidding themselves. I mean, we've got rumors and everything out there about Lane Kiffin's going to come to the NFL. I mean, we'll turn over every stone when it comes to searching for an NFL coach these days. The one that's already won a Super Bowl and has been with one team for, what, 17, 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he'd be an attractive guy.
Well, what are the openings that are guaranteed now? Tennessee and the Giants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've already busted a move. I mean, McDaniel looks like he might be saving his job.
Yeah,
in Miami, but there are going to be other, maybe Atlanta.
Yep,
there could be an opening there.
I
Arizona,
New Orleans.
Well, Kellen Moore,
New Orleans
one and done.
Just got there. No, I don't think one and done. I think they kind of like the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about with the Giants is when you look at, because if it was Harbs or if Tomlin, you know, say whichever didn't win a division, you're looking at okay, what organization is similar kind of to where I've been. And that's the Maras and the Giants, you know, that kind of thing. So, and you got a quarterback, you got some defensive players, you got a high draft pick. You know, I can see the Giants being, and you're in New York.
Could you see Harbsy dealing with the New York media though? Holy mackerel. They're like a bunch of piranhas on you.
And I already see it here on the text line. It's the same old tired cliche. If you fire John Harbaugh, who are you going to get?
Yeah.
Did you know who John Harbaugh was when the Ravens hired him?
Nah.
No. Did you know who Craig Albernaz was when the Orioles hired him?
No. Nope.
No. And if you said you did, you're lying. Forget
Bob
it.
Bob knew him.
Get
who?
Albernaz.
No. I didn't know who the hell he was.
He's lying.
Yeah,
Bob's a liar.
I didn't know who he was.
I'll tell you this. I as far as makeup of a coach, I would like one that calls plays.
I didn't know who Brandon Hyde was either,
right.
By the way.
But, you know, whether it's offensive or defensive, I would like my head coach to be at the helm in terms of one side of the ball instead of a delegator. It's not to say that that's the end-all, be-all, but maybe one of the things that's driven me a little crazy about the John Harbaugh era here and the last couple years of it is there seems to be an easy deflecting of blame. If things go wrong, well, the coordinator. We got to change up the coordinators because they're the ones calling the plays. But, you know, I'm not calling the plays. You know, I'm overseeing the whole operation. You know, there's no excuse at that point. If your head coach is calling the plays offensively and the results aren't there, there's no deflecting. There's no blame. You're the guy.
Speaking of Harbaugh, we'll come back. We got an NFL lunch. He met with the media yesterday. John Harbaugh, that is. Jim Harbaugh, boy, he was happy as a clam after the win last night, comparing the win to, like, having children and all this crazy stuff. Boy,
marriage to his wife.
Are they big in a hyperbole or what in the Harbaugh family? And then coming up at 1:15, Vinny's People 5, who are the five worst teams in the National Football League? Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. Talk to him about the final 4 weeks of the regular season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.